Do all ways lead to God? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Arun Sarkar, whose father came from a prominent Muslim family and went to churches to try to disprove the Bible and prove the Quran, but then concluded that the Bible was true.
You know, I think that a lot of people, including myself, come to a point that, you know what? What if all ways just lead to God? Because how can all of these other religions be out there and there only be one way? That just seems so narrow-minded, people think.
I think people think that a lot. I used to think that. I used to think, well, Christians, for sure, they are just, you know, narrow-minded, saying, oh, well, it's just this one way. How can such a complex world be so simple? You know what I mean? How can it be that way? But what if it is? What if actually when Jesus is saying things like, and the reason why Christians believe this is because in the Bible it says that Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And then he says something profound. He says, no one comes to the Father except through me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember in my depths of my despair and problems, the only one that showed up for me was Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so if there were any other God, that God never showed up.
Yeah, because you kind of sought some of that, right?
Like in a way.
Some Buddhist beliefs and things like that,
yeah.
Even though you weren't.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't that, but there was a lot of people I hung around and I kind of picked and chose for a while there in my life, what I thought was the way. And I thought, you know, about reincarnation and all these things. But when I went into my deep depression and I was going through a hard time and I called out to God, Jesus is the one who showed up and it wasn't any other religion. And so that's what we found even through this show, the people who are on these testimonies, Jesus is the one who shows up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had to really discover this for me because when I read those verses that Jesus was the only way, I really wanted to look into it, be like, well, God, will you explain this to me? Mm-hmm. And as I looked deeper and I would study other religions, you know, people say, well, all religions are the same. You know, they're just slightly different. But that's actually not true. Mm-hmm. When you look at the Bible, Christianity is the only one that has a savior, mm-hmm. has someone who dies and makes restitution for other people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's only one. The other ones like Buddha, Confucianism, it's more of like a teaching of a way of life. Mm-hmm. But it's not making these strong claims like this is the only way. Mm-hmm. It's more like saying, well, this is a way. Mm-hmm. But Christianity is saying that this is the way. Mm-hmm. And we say, well, how do we know? Well, Jesus talks in terms that are much deeper than just any other teachers I've seen. When he says things like, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, he's alluding to dimensions that we have not yet discovered through mathematics and science. Mm-hmm. You know, when he says, I'm the beginning and the end, somehow he is at the beginning of time and at the end of time. Mm-hmm. And that's a place called eternity. Mm-hmm. But there's no other religion that really explains it like Jesus does.
Well, I think what's interesting is that a lot of religions, too, will have you die for that God.
Mm. Or sacrifice
you have
for
to
God.
Work your way to it to be a good person.
Right.
But really, we could never do it. And God knew that. So he sent his only son, Jesus, to be the sacrifice on our behalf. And we just have to receive it as a free gift. And we're going to hear from Arun after this break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Broomfield Beauty Salon and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want a great haircut at a great price? Ladies, looking for a place to get both your hair and your nails done? Come to Broomfield Beauty Salon, located in the Pacific Ocean Marketplace at 6600 West 120th Avenue in Broomfield. For truly professional service at a price you won't believe, make your next appointment at Broomfield Beauty Salon. Call them today at 303-439-8963. That's 303-439-8963.
Hi, everyone. This is Kathleen Lay, host of the Real Life Radio Show.
This is Evangelist Ann Lay, and we wanted to thank you for being a faithful listener to Real Life.
Yeah, and did you know that we have a prayer line just for you? If you need prayer, please feel free to give us a call at 877-480-4477. Also, we have monthly partners who receive a CD set of 6 of our shows every month. If you'd like to help us to reach more people through your generous donation, please feel free to give us a call, 877-480-4477. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Light, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
And joining us is Aaron Sarkar, and he comes from actually a Muslim background. His dad was a Muslim, came to know the Lord, and raised him on his own, and we're going to hear about his story right now. So let's welcome to the show, Aaron. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, thank you for the welcome, and it's such an honor to be part of you.
Yes.
Yes, my dad came from a Muslim background, and he came from a noble family, and one day he was passing by a church. He always wanted to know about Christianity, about Jesus, because in his reading in Quran, he read about Jesus, but wanted to know really what Christian believe about Jesus, whether he is God or not.
Mm.
So as he was passing by a church one day, he heard some singing going on in his language. So he stopped by outside the church, and it attracted him to come back again after some time. He got a Bible from the pastor, and his purpose to get the Bible was not to know the truth, but to prove that Bible is wrong and Quran is right.
Wow.
That was his intention.
Yeah.
But as he kept reading, especially the Old Testament, he realized that Bible's account of Abraham and Isaac, which is different in Quran, and then he started doing more studies, and he realized that Bible was written much before Quran was written. So it became a challenge for him that Bible has to be true because it's written before Quran. And then he started reading more and more and realized that Jesus is not just a prophet, but he is the Son of God. He is God, the Savior.
Wow. Now, from where you guys are from, and I know you're visiting America right now, if you could tell us where you're from and how hard was it for your dad at that time with his family? I know they were all Muslims.
Yes.
Tell me the difficulties he faced and your family faced.
Yes, my dad comes from the Murshidabad district of West Bengal, which is in India, eastern part of India. And when he accepted Jesus, his family disowned him, even though he came from a very wealthy family. The family told him very straight that you are dead to us and never come back home and never even claim any property.
Wow.
So it became very hard for him to leave and, of course, join the Indian Railways to work. And I was born at that time. My mom passed away when I was 17 months. And keeping the job for his survival, and I had two other brother and sister older to me, and I as a baby in the family, it was really hard for him to manage.
Wow.
The pastor of the church came to guide him, and there was a widow in the church with two small kids, two daughters, and they decided to get married. And that was God's provision for me to be raised in a Christian family.
Wow.
But that was really God's grace that I was raised in a Christian family.
Yeah. And you were raised in this Christian family, and at a young age, you gave your life to the Lord on your own as you went to this church. And as you held on to Jesus, I know that where you're from also, there are a lot of people who believe in many gods.
Yes.
Was that ever confusing to you, or did you have your own relationship where you knew Jesus was the way?
Before I accepted Jesus, I really did not believe that Jesus was Lord. I really didn't have any personal relationship with him. I wanted to become a successful businessman. I was following some Hindu philosophy and wanted to do anything with God or anything else. But God has his own plan, and by his grace, I attended a youth service at the age of 13, and there I realized that I need Jesus in my life, and I committed my life that day to Jesus.
Wow. And after that, you were wanting to be a businessman, but then things changed. What happened?
Yes, I still wanted to pursue my studies in business. I went to university, did my studies in accounts and commerce, and I wanted to get into business studies. But Lord was dealing with me very clearly, and I had a clear direction in my life from the Lord that I need to go to the Bible college and prepare myself for ministry, sharing the good news of Jesus to others.
Oh.
So I went to a Bible college after that.
Oh.
What's so amazing about you going to the Bible college is that you ended up starting a Bible college yourself. Tell me a little bit about that and how long that Bible college has been around now.
Yeah, this Bible college, the Bunten Theological College, as it is known, is 31 years now. When I got my degree from India, my senior pastor, who was a missionary, one day he shared his vision with me and wanted me to help him to start the Bible college. So under his leadership and with the help of many others who came along, we we as a team started a Bible school in Calcutta in 1986.
Wow. Mm. How have you seen the atmosphere change or the people? Are they hungry for God out there? And are they coming to this college with a very strong sense of wanting to know more about God?
Yes. In India, Christianity and the Christian population is very small minority. All over India is only 2.4% right now.
Oh.
Even in my state, the state of West Bengal, it is only 0.5%.
Wow.
Out of that, God is choosing number of people who have a strong sense of call of God in their life and seeking opportunities to study the Word of God and prepare themselves for ministry. Many of them, they come to our college. And over this past 31 years, we were able to help 700 plus students to graduate
wow.
with their undergraduate degrees. I would say 90% of them are involved in pastoral and other ministries all across India.
That's wonderful. There are people listening now, and they're wondering, which way is the right way? Is Jesus the way? Or maybe all gods? There's too many. Who do I choose? What would you say to that person right now?
I would say follow Jesus, because I have experienced that in my own life. I have experienced Jesus as my personal savior, and I have never been disappointed in my life. I have seen how God's hand is upon you. I have seen how it was upon me all throughout.
Mm.
So never believe in the devil, that there are many ways. There's only one way, that's Jesus.
Mm.
Jesus is the only way. So follow that path.
Amen.
Beautiful. Well, I can now say Pastor Aaron to you, because you are a pastor and you have this college. So we just want to thank you for all that you're doing and for bringing the truth into this place that needs it so desperately. Thank you so much for being with us, Pastor Aaron.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your opportunity that you have given to me.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
I think that's a powerful statement to say, that there is only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, because Jesus himself, he said that, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. It might be someone saying, how could he be the only way? That seems so narrow. But truthfully, we don't know what's on the other end of eternity. But Jesus has been there, and he's telling us not something to control anyone. He's telling us something that's reality, that's fact.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to experience it yourself. So if you've never done that, all you got to do is say, Jesus, I want this. Reveal yourself to me.
Mm-hmm.
I want a relationship with you. Show me that you're the way, the truth, and the life, so that I can know it myself.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Call out to him and he will give you a sign, as On said. He loves you so much, and he is the one way. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.